This presentation is a part of Audio Adventure Theatre.
CTD Productions presents to you Christmas Out of Focus, an original audio drama written by Caleb Teeson, starring Caleb Teeson as Joe Cutchins, Renee Teeson as Nettie Cutchins, Hannah Teeson as Jean Cutchins, and Joel Teeson as William Cutchins.
Good morning, Jean. How are you this morning?
Good. Where's Mom?
She's fixing her hair.
What's for breakfast?
Aha! Nothing short of gourmet, do-it-yourself, cereal.
Out of box.
What's there to eat?
Cereal out of box.
But I had that yesterday. And breakfast is the most important meal.
The most important meal of the day. Yeah, I know.
You don't have to give me a lecture on diet.
Say, what are the kids doing up so early? You don't have any school for 2 whole weeks. If I were you, I'd sleep in.
And waste all that time when you could be playing? Dad, it's been too long since you were a kid.
I guess it has been a few years.
So what are you going to do with your time today, kids?
I'm going to play house with my dolls.
Girl stuff.
You should play with me, Willie.
No way. I got reading to do.
Those boring, dusty old books of yours. Dad, you do know what I want for Christmas, right?
I should hope so, since Christmas Eve is tomorrow. But you don't want me to say anything and spoil the surprise, do you?
No, don't!
Speaking of Christmas presents, what do you think I want for Christmas?
Oh, it's too late. I already made yours.
No, I mean for Mommy.
We don't know, Dad.
What I really want is a nice new set of golf clubs.
But you already have a set, don't you?
Yes, but I got them at a junk sale, and they're no longer in prime condition.
Yeah, Jean. Don't you remember?
Oh, right! I forgot about the time Dad wrapped his iron around a tree.
And threw his putter in the pond.
And stepped on
it. All right, that's quite enough. The point is, I need a new set. And so, I was wondering if you guys have any ideas about how I should go about hinting it to Mom.
Isn't it a little late in the month for that?
Well, I happen to know for a fact that she hasn't gotten me anything yet.
Oh, I know!
What?
Why don't you go into the garage and start golfing in there? And then when she comes out, we'll tell her you want to see her in the garage. And then she'll see you golfing in there, and you'll say something about how you wish you had better golf clubs. And she's sure to take the hint.
Now that sounds like a great idea, Jean.
It's bound to work.
Oh, there, I'm all finished. She'll be done any minute now. I'll go into the garage. Don't forget to tell her as soon as you see her.
Right, Dad. Good luck.
Joe?
Yeah, Nettie?
The kids told me you were out here.
Oh?
Yes.
Well, they're right. I'm out here.
Dear, why are you golfing in the garage?
Oh, just getting in some practice, you know.
But in the garage?
Why not? The car is out on the driveway. There's nothing that can get hurt in here.
Really?
Nothing important.
Because there's nothing important in here. There's piles everywhere of your junk.
Junk? My fishing equipment.
Which is rusted.
Don't forget my clubs.
Which no self-respecting driving range would allow within 100 miles.
Oh, you'd, noticed that, had you?
Yes.
Oh.
Anyway, Joe, I had something to say to you.
Say away, dear.
Since it's Christmas Eve tomorrow, I thought it would be nice to do something for our friends. Are you listening, dear?
Oh, sure. Absolutely. Go on.
I was thinking about how it would be nice if we gave a little Christmas dinner and party for our friends. If we...
Four!
I remember my mother always doing that for her and father's friends. Full of festive cheer and...
Oh, what kind of a shot was that?
Anyway, I was thinking since we haven't seen much of our friends recently because we haven't gone to church for almost a month now, it would be even nicer to get together with some of them again. Because...
Could you step off the fairway, Nettie?
I'm going to call up everyone on my list this morning. It'll be about 20 people. Is that all right, Joe?
That's fine, Nettie, fine.
And I also wanted to ask you if you really have to work at Stoner's Mall all day today and tomorrow. I mean, it's so close to Christmas.
You know how it is, Nettie. With all the Christmas gifts and trimmings and things, I have to pay for it somehow.
It's not like we're starving or anything.
I feel that I have responsibilities that... I think I need a different mashie here.
What?
Maybe I'll just use the putter now.
Joe, I don't think you're paying attention to me. Is there something you're hinting at?
Why should you think that?
I don't know. I think I'll go have breakfast now. You obviously aren't in the mood to talk.
Do you want me to make you some scrambled golf balls? I mean eggs.
No, I'll have cereal.
Oh.
Joe!
Oops, we needed to get that window replaced anyway.
Joe was sure acting strange this morning. It seemed like he was trying to tell me something. But what? He was swinging around a golf club and hitting junk with a ball. That's it!
Careful, Mom! Your iPod's gonna fall in the sink!
What?
There goes! You caught it! Thank the Lord!
That was close.
Dad keeps telling you not to listen to your iPod while you're doing the dishes. You almost lost it there. Just splash! And it sinks beneath the waves.
You guys startled me. Now what do you kids want?
We wanted to know if Malcolm could come over and play multiplayer Minecraft with us.
Whatever happened to the days when kids would play Scrabble or Monopoly?
Kids are too sophisticated nowadays, Mom.
Malcolm can come over as long as there's no playing on electronics.
Okay, Mom.
I guess we'll do something else.
Now, what was I thinking about? Oh, yes. That must be why he was acting so weird in the garage. We've got so much old junk and useless items piled in the garage that it's becoming unbearable. He was hitting things with a golf ball to try and tell me that he wants it all cleaned out for Christmas. He even tried to draw my attention to the junk by pretending to want to keep it. Aw, he's so sweet not wanting an expensive present. But I'll get him something anyway. I know. I'll get him a nice set of electric tools for fixing things. That way he can make the garage better once it's been emptied. He'll be so pleased.
Dad-pod! She called again.
Jean? Will? What is it this time?
It's starting to snow outside! Yeah, it's the first snow we've had all year! I've been waiting for so long!
That's nice, kids. Now, please try not to have any more emergencies for a while. I'm going to go lay down.
Joe Cutson, Katie, Mr. Cutson, will you please head to Department 32? Mr. Schuler requires your assistance. Department 32, thank you.
Here we are, Department 32. Well, what's the matter, Tad?
It's this cash register, Joe.
What, again?
Yep. This computer screen on it keeps saying error after a purchase is filled in.
I thought I fixed it already.
You have. Several times. See, let's say you bought this candy bar here.
But I don't like O'Henry.
That's not the point. Here, let's say you bought a Mars, okay?
Okay.
I punch it into the computer here. $99. Now, hit purchase complete, and...
System error could not complete. Why does it do that?
Can I talk to you while you work?
Uh-huh.
Are you sure?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
I bet your kids are all excited about Christmas, eh?
For sure. Drats!
What age is your oldest child now?
Gene is 10.
So, how's your Christmas shopping going?
Good.
Any ideas what you're getting?
Well, actually, what I want is a new set of golf clubs. And, this morning I was playing around with my old set in the garage. You know, trying to give her a hint that I need new ones.
Right. And what are you getting for her?
Oh, for her? I bought her an apron.
Say what? An apron?
It's a very nice apron. With peaches on it.
Okay.
Don't look at me like that. I am planning on getting her something else, too. I just haven't gotten around to it yet.
Well, there's not too much time left, you know.
I know. I won't forget. Double drats!
Hey, Joe. Tonight some friends and I are going to go caroling. Singing, handing out goodies, and handing out gospel tracts. We're going to have a great time. Would you like to join us?
Well, I'd love to go, Tad. But I really can't. I'm really busy with things at home. You know.
Okay. If you say so. I haven't seen you out to church for several weeks. I was just wondering if there's something wrong. Did your vehicle break down or something?
No. We've really been busy with Christmas preparations and stuff. Just got caught up with the Christmas rush, you know. We haven't really had time for church.
Okay, I was just worried, that's all. Well, will we see you this Sunday?
I don't think so. Christmas is on Sunday this year, isn't it? I think we're just going to stay home and, you know, enjoy being together, it would kind of spoil Christmas to go to church, wouldn't it?
Spoil Christmas? That's how you think of it?
There. Oh, I finally got it fixed. You should be all set to go now.
Okay. Thanks.
Well, it's been nice talking with you, Tad, but I'm going to go see how things are running upstairs now.
Joe, can you wait? I feel I need to say something.
Okay. Go ahead.
It seems to me that you might be placing a little too much meaning on some of the accessories of Christmas. I mean, presents, spending quality time with family, the food, all those things are great, especially the turkey. But hold the gravy. Those are all good things, but they shouldn't be the main part of Christmas. They shouldn't be the main focus. I think perhaps you're forgetting about the heart of Christmas, about the most important thing of all. Now, I'm not trying to lecture you or anything like that. I'm just saying that maybe you should take time to think about what's most important about Christmas. That's all. I'm done.
Okay. Thanks, Dad. I'll see you later.
Bye.
What's most important about Christmas?
Hey, Joe!
What?
The computer's not working again!
Joe's electric tools are all wrapped. The only thing left to do is get the garage cleared out. The junk men are supposed to be coming tomorrow after Joe leaves for work. Then all I have to do is make sure he doesn't go into the garage until the next day. That shouldn't be too hard. Oh, Joe, you're home!
Hi, Nettie. Oh, I've got a headache.
Bad day?
No, not really, but something's been bothering me. I can't quite put my finger on what it is, though. What's for supper?
Wait and see. Oh, and we've been having problems with the plumbing in the basement today. There's no running water at all down there.
Well, I'll phone the hydro company about it after dinner. Tad Schuler asked me to go caroling with him and some friends tonight. But I didn't want to go. I mean, I just feel like having a relaxing evening at home. And not to go traipsing all over town singing off-key.
The kids might have enjoyed it.
And then later in the day, a lady from church came in asking the workers if they were interested in giving any money to help a poor family from church. The father lost his job earlier this month and they really need help. I mean, I'd like to help the family out if we could, but we aren't exactly wealthy either. But she kept hounding me, trying to make me feel like Scrooge or something. Willie!
Hi, Dad. Did you know all our snow melted?
Yeah, I saw.
Now we won't have any snow for Christmas.
Joe, maybe we should invite that poor family over for our Christmas Eve party.
Christmas Eve party? What Christmas Eve party?
Joe! I was just telling you about it this morning. Weren't you listening to me?
I'm sorry, but I didn't hear you. And I don't want a bunch of ravenous wolves over here eating all our food and making enough chatter to bring the house down. I want a nice, peaceful, calm evening at home.
Joe, how can you call our friends wolves?
I'm sorry, dear, but when they all pour in here, it's going to be like the invasion in the War of the Worlds all over again. All I want is to relax.
But Joe, all I want is to let our friends know that we haven't forgotten them. It's been almost a month since we were last in church.
And we'll be going to gang as soon as Christmas is over. Besides, who had the brilliant idea of putting Christmas on Sunday this year anyway?
Joe, you're acting antisocial.
Hey! Okay, you can have your Christmas Eve party. But I won't enjoy myself.
As long as you're happy, dear. The garage is all cleared out now. And I even had them replace the broken window. It's never looked so good in there. All I have to do is keep Joe from going into it until tomorrow.
Hey, Mom, have you looked outside?
Yes, I saw.
Wow, it's really snowing out. The flakes are coming down much harder than yesterday. It's a blizzard. It's so exciting for it to happen on Christmas Eve. Hey, I see Dad. He's just getting out of the car.
What? Oh, I've got to stop him.
Stop him?
Joe! Joe! Wait!
Wait? What's the matter? And why are you out here without a coat and shoes?
You aren't going to put the car in the garage, are you?
Well, I think that with all this snow coming down, it would be a good idea.
Just leave it. We don't have to go anywhere tomorrow anyway. Let it get buried.
Let it get buried? You are acting strange. Are you sure you don't have a fever or something, Ines?
I feel fine.
Come on. Let's not stay out here any longer. Get into the house, quick. Shoo!
All right, dear.
Hi, Dad.
Hello, kids. Don't you take better care of your mother than to let her go out without protective clothing?
Huh? He means a coat and shoes. Oh? What was the question?
Meteorologists say that there's a very heavy cold front moving in. They expect it to snow all night and even into tomorrow morning. They estimate by the time this storm is over, the area will probably have as much as 10 feet of snow. as police patrols continue to operate on.
Well, we certainly can't have that Christmas Eve party now, Annette.
And I'll bet you're happy about it.
That's probably someone else calling in now to cancel their reservation at the Cutchin Soiree. Well, thank you very much for calling. Goodbye. Merry Christmas.
Who was it?
It was the Electro Hydro Company calling me back and telling me that the reason we haven't had any running water in the basement is because somehow our water in the basement was accidentally shut off.
That's strange. Are they going to turn it back on for us?
Yes, they said we should expect to have running water down there sometime during the night.
Oh, well, that's nice. Where are you going, Joe?
To the garage. With this blizzard, I'm gonna need to patch up the window I smashed.
No! I mean, it'll be all right, Joe. Just leave it till the morning. Let's have supper.
Why can't I go into the garage? You keep acting as if there were nuclear radiation in there.
Just because...
She probably doesn't want me going in the garage because she's put my new golf clubs in there. All right. Just to please you, I won't go into the garage.
Oh, thank you.
It's Christmas! Get up!
Did you hear something, Joe?
Yeah. I'm afraid so. No use delaying the inevitable, Nettie. We're coming, guys!
What time is it?
6:30. Merry Christmas, kids.
Have you guys seen the snow yet? How deep is it?
The big window in the family room is almost covered.
Whoa.
Can we go down and start to open our presents, Mom?
Yes, go ahead. Dad and I will be down in a minute. I want to show him something in the garage.
Okay. Come on, Billy. I told you it will be young.
This way, Joe.
I'm right behind you, Nettie.
Here we are. Ta-da! Merry Christmas!
What happened? Nettie, we've been robbed during the night!
No, we haven't.
Then what happened to all my stuff?
Nothing. Weren't you trying to tell me you wanted all the junk cleared out when you were golfing in here the other day?
What? No! I was trying to tell you I wanted a new set of golf clubs!
Oops.
What? What's that?
What's the matter, kids? Didn't you like your presents?
The basement is filled with water!
Yeah.
What? How much water?
Like a lot, Dad!
Oh, dear!
Come on. Oh, my goodness!
Look! You can see our presents just floating around in it!
It must be at least 4 feet deep!
Do you see?
I've got you, William. There. Now, don't go near the water again. The water is touching the electric sockets. If you touch the water, you might get an electric shock.
Oh, my.
Someone must have left a faucet running down here. And so when the hydro company turned the water back on last night, it kept running.
Yeah, in fact, I can hear a faucet running now.
Yeah, that's it, all right. Quick, everyone upstairs. We need to call emergency!
But how can they get to us under all this snow?
Joe?
Yeah, Nettie?
Can I come in?
Sure. It's terrible. Everything's awful. The worst Christmas I've ever had. Why?
Oh, Joe.
They can't come to clean up the mess until the roads are plowed. Who knows how long that will be?
At least we were able to call them and ask them to shut the water down there off.
It was supposed to be such a nice day. Turkey, stuffing, pumpkin pie, golf clubs, and spending time with you guys.
I don't know, Joe, but maybe we've been focused too much on just ourselves this Christmas. On what we want and what will make us happy. We've forgotten about the most important thing of all.
You're right, Annette. Tell the kids to come in here.
Jean, Will, could you guys come in here?
Coming, Mom.
Coming, Mom.
My books are gonna be so warped.
What did you want, Dad?
Everyone sit down. We're going to do something now that we should have done first thing in the morning. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem.
In Christmas Out of Focus, written by Caleb Thiessen, you heard Caleb Thiessen as Joe Cutchins, Renee Thiessen as Nettie Cutchins, Randy Coates as Tad Schuler, Hannah Thiessen as Jean Cutchins, and Joel Thiessen as William Cutchins, with Jerusha Coates as the person over the intercom, and Justin Heath as the TV newscaster. Incidental music was performed by Renee Thiessen, and the ending theme is performed by Josiah Coates. Audio editing was done by Caleb Thiessen and Renee Thiessen. Final sound design and mix was by Caleb Thiessen. And I am Ray Thiessen. Christmas Out of Focus was brought to you by CTD Productions.
The Audio Adventure Theater theme was composed by Garrett Vandenberg.
Be sure to check out our website at ctdproductions.blogspot.com.